scheme.
An important piece to read this morning from Roger Partridge in the Herald. Should the Ministry of Health be responsible for the pandemic policy? And the answer, of course, is no. He says it's no longer heretical to question the Ministry of Health's pandemic management. Indeed, it's mainstream. The litany of the Ministry's failings is too long for questions about its fitness for purpose to be decried. So late last year, they're citing a couple of reports here. The University of Otago teamed up with some authorities from Taiwan to try and look at the two countries' approaches to the pandemic, right? Both countries achieved elimination. In Taiwan's case, this was achieved without strict lockdowns. Without strict lockdowns. That was published in The Lancet. It recommended that New Zealand set up a dedicated national public health agency to manage both prevention and control of pandemics. Now, you fast forward to this year, July of this year, they did the same thing again, not the same people. This time it was Des Gorman, our old mate, the emeritus professor, and former Treasury Secretary Murray Horne. They came to exactly the same conclusion. The Ministry of Health's operational ineptitude is perhaps most visible with antigen and PR saliva testing. You know the story. It goes on and on. September of last year, Ministry of Health received a damning report following the independent review of its border testing regime. This was the Roach-Heather Simpson report. There's reports up the wazoo telling this government how to run this thing properly, and they're just not listening. They've got two reports now that you need a separate agency. The Ministry of Health isn't up to it. Set up a separate agency. Such an agency would have the power to procure services from suppliers with the most expertise, and it would have the confidence to do so regardless of whether the services came from the public or private sectors. For the good, Roger concludes, of the country, we can only hope the Gorman-Horne recommendations find their way to Cabinet. He is, of course, the chairman and senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. Read it in the Herald today.